What's up, everybody? Here we are with the Autoflower Review. Hope everybody's had a good weekend and had a lot of fun and hopefully had some extra time to spend in the garden. I know that's usually the case with me. I always can't wait for the weekend, not so much to not be at work, but just to have time and to do things I need to catch up on. This episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about some new information that I have kind of came across in my grow. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that's growing DWC, and that's pretty much exclusively what we run at HQ. And something that I've noticed over the last few runs, most everybody's always done pretty well, but I noticed that, usually once they get well into flower, it would start exhibiting signs of like pH issues, And even though, on a daily basis, I was making sure to adjust the pH and keep it right about 5.8 or so, like they just, usually suggest for DWC. And anyway, this most recent one that we're on, which is the strawberry biscotti auto, early in its life, I was doing that same thing still. And I just noticed that the growth wasn't really as well as good as it should have been. So I did more research and I talked to a couple of the sponsors that, deal with nutrient lines and stuff. And come to find out, one of them told me, that they never even checked their pH, that they literally never have a problem. And that blew my mind because, when I'm sitting there checking it, because even though I just adjusted it once a day, I would usually check it at least twice a day. Usually in the morning, and then in, late afternoon or evening. And, there was usually a pretty significant rise. If I adjusted it in the morning to about 5.8 or so, like later that afternoon, it would be, 6.6, 6.7, 6.8. And, it started pissing me off because I'm like, man, this is rising a whole pH point just in like 12 hours. And, but anyway, come to find out, talking to this one guy that's very, experienced with DWC, said, I don't ever check my pH. I literally mix up my reservoir with my nutrients and whatever I'm mixing in it. And, that's it. I throw it in and never have an issue. And so I was like, I'm going to give that a try because, this is, really annoying to just seem like you're constantly having some sort of weird issue and can't figure it out. So I was like, let me give that a try. Nothing to lose. And man, ever since I've done that, I have not checked pH in, I don't know, at least a couple weeks now, maybe 3 weeks. And it's the best it's looked the whole time during that time. And I couldn't even tell you what the pH range is, but all I can say is that's kind of what this guy was telling me, is that basically the pH rise tells you that the plant is eating well and that, everything's working like it's supposed to. But, if you adjust it back down real quick, it kind of throws it a little bit out of whack, apparently. So his theory was that he thinks the plant essentially adjust the pH itself to where it wants it to be, which I don't have any proof that actually is the case, but I can tell you, like I say, ever since I've started this, because when I started this, I went ahead and, it was a water change, so I went ahead and did a whole new reservoir, and ever since, the leaves are just sticking straight. You can just tell the plant is working in optimum levels. And so I wanted to pass this on to you guys, because anybody that's, growing DWC, if you're having issues and you're, doing what I was doing and just really staying right on top of the pH and still having issues. In fact, one of our team members recently started having this issue, and I told him the same thing because, at least everything I've seen is, usually says to try to keep it about 5.8. So if you're having issues with yours, I suggest, you know, maybe, I mean, depending on how long it's been since you did a reservoir change, but, you know, just probably go ahead and dump that out and mix you up a whole new reservoir and, you know, mix up your nutrients the way it tells you to mix it up, and you should be good. Don't even, just let it run, see what happens. Give it like a week, and you'll know pretty quick, because like in my case, when I did this, I mean, I think it was the very next day, if not maybe 2 days later, there was a very noticeable difference, you know, from the plant went to looking kind of droopy a little bit, like the leaves weren't straight out, you know, like they like to be. They were just kind of a little droopy, and that's one thing that led me down this path. So, now that said, if you're running the soil or cocoa or any of that, you know, it probably is a little bit different. I'm not sure. I know before I started running exclusive DWC, I was running in a cocoa mix, and with that, I usually tried to keep it around 6, you know, when I would mix up my water, I would make sure the pH was right about 6 when I was watering the plants. So I can't say that this exact same thing applies to soil and cocoa, because DWC is its own animal, you know, it's kind of like it's working just super, super speeds. And I believe when you make a correction like that or any kind of change, the results of that change kind of happens immediately or, you know, very, very fast. Whereas if you're in soil or cocoa, the whole process is much, much slower. So, you know, it might take a few days to start seeing a difference either way. So, just want to make that clear. I don't know if this translates outside of DWC, but I do know that so many of you guys grow DWC photos and autos, and I just wanted to put that out there because it has been a game changer so far, and you know, I hated to think that there's people out there having those same issues and you know, maybe can't find the answer, because I know when I did some research on my own, I couldn't really, everything I read pretty much said the same thing. So, you know, 5.8 and all that. So, but if you want to jump on the Instagram page, you can see evidence of what I'm talking about with the strawberry biscotti, you know, at HQ. We have a couple other team members running that same genetic. But anyway, that's one big thing I wanted to address right off the bat. Last episode, you know, we kind of covered the April 20th giveaway and what all that entailed. And so hope you guys are as excited about it as I am. Several of the team members hit me up and are like, hey, can we enter on this one? I'm like, nah, I wish we could. I'm super jealous of all you guys that can have the possibility of winning these 5 prize packs. So if you haven't entered yet, make sure to jump over to our Instagram page at the Autoflower Review, and you'll see the main post there for the giveaway. Just follow those instructions. The biggest thing, or the most time-consuming thing, is following all the sponsors. That's one of the steps, but keep in mind, the reason this giveaway is so awesome is because of all those sponsors, and there are several of them, but, you know, it should only take you a minute or two to do that, but make sure, let's see, I think it's like the post, share it to your story, tag at least 3 friends, and then follow all the sponsors. That's all you got to do. No cost involved to you, just a little bit of time, and you're in it. So leading up to the giveaway, we're going to talk about this a lot because I really, you know, we've noticed that between every episode we do or anything like that, there's, you know, several new followers and listeners to come on. And so we never know what you may or may not have heard. So we just want to make sure everybody knows about this giveaway because it's literally going to be the biggest giveaway on all of Instagram in the entire world of 2024. Much like our first one was last year. I've yet to see giveaways that even, I mean, it's not even close. In fact, something else to mention about that. One of the other team members, Snow Farms, he's actually going through and calculating value of everything in there, because he's like, man, I'm really curious. Like, just there's so much there. I don't think people really realize just how much value are in these prize packs. So he's like, you know, if you don't mind, I'll go through and add it all up so we can let people know. And I agree, because, you know, you may even see the list of what's in them, and, you know, it sounds awesome, but I mean, there's thousands in each one of these. So it's very, very cool. And again, we can't thank all the sponsors enough for making it happen. It's 100% due to them that these things are so cool. And so far, they're getting bigger and bigger every year, which I couldn't imagine saying that last year, because that one was so huge. But yeah, this one's even bigger. So we'll have those numbers up soon, just to give you guys an idea of exactly what you're winning value-wise. But just make sure you're entered, because the cutoff is going to be, I think April 20th is on a Saturday. So the cutoff is going to be probably midweek of that week, like April 15th, 16th, 17th, something like that. We haven't actually announced a cutoff yet. But and if you don't know, we are going to have a table. The Alderflower Review is going to have a table at Tokefest in Tokeland, Washington. And we're actually going to stream the giveaway, on IG, or I'm sorry, we're probably going to use YouTube. We want to make sure to use something that everybody can easily access. Wow. Until it's Friday. But, there'll be a lot more information on all that coming. I guess to move on to another subject, I wanted to kind of do a little breakdown of what we've got going at HQ. Excuse my phone. It's chirping away over here. But right now we've got four going in our HQ featured tent. The strawberry biscotti auto that we were discussing earlier. There's that. And let's see, I guess about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we started the next two, which is Apricot Auto from Fast Buds and Sunday Best from Mephisto. And then right behind that, I think 2 days later, we started Blueberry Kim Cake from Brother Mendel's Selections. So that's the four we have going. They're all auto flowers. We are doing something a little bit different with the Blueberry Kim Cake. I've been very interested in the self-watering systems as of late. I haven't used one yet. We have a team member, Chronic, you know, from the Cannabis Chronicles. He is actually showcasing an autopot system for the review. Of course, he's in the middle of moving, so he's had to break all that down, but understand that they found him a house and they're going to be moving here soon. So here shortly, he'll have that back up and you guys can see how that works. It's a really awesome system. I don't know if there's anything better as far as a self-watering solution like that. Self-watering systems are really, really great for, you know, situations if you're somebody that don't have a lot of time that you can really spend in your garden, and you just kind of need a turnkey kind of operation there. You really can't beat an autopot. In fact, if you use our code, which our code is the same with almost all of our sponsors, it's TAFR420. That's just about across the board: AC Infinity, New Level Hydroponics, Autopot, Canitrol. I mean, just all the sponsors we work with, we try to keep that the same so that we, you know, it's very simple. Now, with that said, I can't promise you how much it saves you. It's usually 10 to 15% on average, but some of the sponsors give more than that with the code. So if you have any questions about that, as always, you know, feel free to shoot us a DM or email us at theautoflowerreview@gmail.com. So anyway, there's several different self-watering solutions. Autopot is probably the best, and it's not terribly expensive for what it is. I think you can get a four or six plant setup for just a couple $300, and that's with a reservoir and everything you need. You know, the only thing you need is soil or cocoa and your genetics and water, you know, and your nutrient line as well. But it's a great setup. I'm actually hoping to get one in the near future myself, just simply because time. So, but because of the self-watering stuff, you know, it got me thinking of, I wanted to try to kind of come up with a kind of a budget self-watering solution. If you're somebody that just doesn't have a lot to spend on your equipment, which that's most people, there's not a lot of people out there that can just drop hundreds or thousands of dollars on this gear. But, and if you are, hey, that's awesome. But most of us aren't, so I wanted to find something that's kind of inexpensive but yet effective. Now, like with Autopot, you've got that reservoir that you can fill up, and, you know, depending on what you're running and how many you're running and what stage they're on, you know, you can probably even go a couple weeks before you have to fill that reservoir up again. But in the case of the budget system, I thought, you know, they've got these. In fact, I did a video update. What was that? I guess it was last week. If you jump over to the Instagram under the videos there, it'll probably just be a few down. But it was an overall update of the tent. But you'll see the self-watering pot I'm using. I think I got it for $4 or $5 at my local Walmart. You can get them anywhere. You can get them off Amazon. Just a regular, just look up self-watering pot. And all it is it's got a little reservoir at the bottom of the pot with like a little opening for you to put water in. And you just, all you got to do is just keep that topped out. And the reason this is great is because it eliminates overwatering. That's the number one thing that especially new growers end up dealing with and not realizing it, is overwatering. So with a self-watering pot or an Autopot system or anything like that, it actually is bottom feeding the water instead of top. So it's basically absorbing what it wants and needs and nothing more. So you really, you know, it's kind of a foolproof kind of thing in the sense of when it comes to overwatering. So that's another reason I wanted to do this. So yeah, I just got one of these. It's about a 2-gallon pot. It's like $5 or so, and it's about 90% cocoa and 10% perlite. Just mixed it up good, mixed it up with some great white. Great white's a great thing to have in your garden, no matter how you're growing. All the way from the time you drop that seed in the dirt, or germinate it, and however you're germinating it, you sprinkle a little bit of great white on there, and it really gives it a great foundation for life right off the beginning, and then throughout its whole life. You know, if you use it in the soil, you can mix it in your water as well. But that's one thing I would highly recommend if you're growing in pretty much any way. You know, it don't matter if it's outdoor or whatever. Great White is an amazing product. It's not very expensive. It goes a long ass way. Let me go ahead and tell you, because if you go on Amazon to look it up to buy you some, you're probably going to at first be like, oh, damn. Yeah, because I think it is like $30 or $40, or maybe it's $25 or something for the, you know, smaller container. But don't let that scare you, because I'll put it this way. I think the container I have is that like that $25 size. And I think I opened it maybe, God, it's probably been like a year and a half ago now. And I haven't even went through half of it yet. And we've ran, God, in that time, dozens of genetics. So just know that you only use like a little bitty bit. So it goes a very long way. But anyway, so yeah, I just mixed up the, excuse me, sorry, phone's just going nuts. Let me turn my ringer off, actually. So it goes a very long way, and it's a very, very good thing to have. I mean, so anyway, so yeah, I just did a cocoa perlite mix with some great white mixed in, And I always, whether it be DWC, soil, cocoa, I've made a habit of dropping my seed directly in its final pot with the autoflowers. With photos, it's not as important because they can take a lot more stress and stuff like that, especially early on. But autoflowers, it's one of those things that, you know, you can have some issues early on. It's not, you know, huge issues or anything, but issues nonetheless. And all those little issues affect the final product, basically, the final yield, all that. So you really want to, you know, be careful the first, you know, several weeks of the plant's life and make sure you're, you know, not causing too much stress. So anyway, like with this blueberry Kim cake, you know, we set up that self-watering pot and, you know, drop the seed directly in. And I think it's on day 7 or so. And when I say, when I'm given a day on anything, I count day 1 as the first one, when you see the first true leaves come out, the first two little set of leaves. I count that as day 1. So a lot of people count day 1 as the day they dropped it in the soil. But I've noticed over time that, you know, some of them germinate really quickly. You might drop one in the soil. If you drop, you know, say 5 different seeds in 5 different pots, you'll probably see that most of them come up about the same time, but there's some that are slow to come up. And so I really thought the best measurement was to say, okay, you know, we got true leaves here, and you know, they're visible, so that's day 1. So this one is on, I think it's day 7, maybe day 8. And it's humming right along. So we're going to see what that does. And you guys can follow along, of course. And that might be a great solution for some of you. And they make, you know, like these self-watering pots I got at Walmart. They make all sizes. You can get, I think there was one that was probably 5 gallons or so. It was a pretty large pot. They're all the same thing, just different sizes. And they're cheap. I mean, and they're plastic. So, I mean, they pretty much last forever. You clean them real good in between grows. So, yeah. So follow along if you're interested in that, and we'll see what it does. Now, with that said, I don't want to mislead anybody. And, you know, if you follow along, you see DWC, the autos we run with DWC are monsters. It's amazing. But DWC is its own little animal. It's kind of, you really can't compare it with soil and cocoa and stuff. The soil and cocoa method, you know, everything's got its good side and its bad side. Like with DWC, you know, your plant will grow gigantic. It'll be perfect and this nice bush, you know, just really, really, really beautiful. And like, yield wise, it will do insane numbers. But the difference I see between it and soil or cocoa is the actual final product. While it's really good and everything, I will say that growing in soil or cocoa in that method, you don't get nearly the yield, but the final product definitely has a little bit more of a, you know, stronger terp profile, maybe a little bit more potency. So, you know, the quality is a little bit better with soil or cocoa. I mean, it's not a huge gap, don't get me wrong, but it is, you know, like if you had it side by side and you could smell both of them and try both of them, you would see it like, okay, yeah, the soil and cocoa one does taste a little bit better. Maybe, like I say, maybe the potency is a little bit better, but I just love DWC. And sorry about rambling, been a busy, busy day today, and I just wanted to sit down to do this episode, and I'm bad about it, so I do apologize for that. But with that said, actually, I guess I'll go ahead and wrap this one up, you know, but just make sure to jump on the Instagram there and follow along with all, you know, with the HQ Grows and all of the team members. We finally got everything situated to where all the team member updates go on their page and at the same time on our main Autoflower Review account. So you'll be able to it'll be much easier for everybody to keep up with these and see it in one spot. So, with that said, I hope you guys have a really good week this week, and time finally changed. I don't know about y'all, but I cannot stand when the time goes back. It is just, it's like life is coming back and everything once the time changes back to normal and go back to an hour ahead, and it's getting dark at 8 or 9 o'clock instead of like fucking 4:30 or 5. That's the most depressing thing. But, of course, I say that, but I'm talking on a show that is worldwide, so you might live in Russia or Alaska and have some crazy light schedules, and so no hate on that, but I sure like it when the sun is up when I wake up and I have a full day and it's like 8:30 plus before the sun's actually going down. So at least there's that. And anyway, like always, you know, we encourage listener questions and any kind of help we can provide for you guys. Always feel free to DM us on Instagram at the Autoflower Review, or shoot us an email at the Autoflower Review at gmail.com. We're always willing to try to help out any way we can. So if you have any questions or you're running into a weird problem, you know, just, we really want you to feel open to be able to do that. That, or, you know, you can, if you know any of the team members, if you follow any of them, feel free to reach out to them. That's cool too. We're all here to help. So, aside from that, we're gonna go ahead and get this week started, and, sure appreciate you joining in on the show here and listening. And until next time, you know what to do. Grow in peace.